Hi, welcome to Color Speak. I'm J.M. Huxley, Janet Huxley, and I'm your host. Today is the 1st of February, 2024, and I wanted to let you know what the lineup will look like for this upcoming season. We are in our fourth season now, 3 years. We started in December of 2020, and I've had an opportunity to talk to a lot of really wonderful women over the course of these few years. When my husband first asked me what I was thinking when I was talking about doing a podcast, of course, 3 years ago, it wasn't as mainstream maybe as it is today. I really just told him, you know, the truth was that God had put it on my heart to do the podcast. And he said, well, I thought you were going to write. And I have to tell you, my first love is writing, but I also feel so compelled to share truth and to encourage people in a world where so many of us need encouragement. We need each other. And that is the way our Lord shows his love to us, is through our ability to encourage one another. So as I look up this upcoming season, I've been talking to the Lord about what I can do, because I think we all feel that there is something in the air. We've been feeling it for years. Depending upon, I don't want to say your level of discernment, but your willingness to think outside of the box, we at least at the very minimum know that something is in the wind and change is coming. And I think most of us feel it's good. I think we're so over all of the exposure that needed to happen as we move forward into this time. But I think the most of us understand that our God is a loving and good God, and he is not going to leave us by the wayside. He's not coming back to rescue a dilapidated planet. Not now, anyway. I think that he wants us to get into greater partnership with him. I really feel that in every generation, there is an opportunity to partner with him. And I think never before have believing people risen up to claim their birthright. And that is that partnership, that very connection with him that allows us to do something and be something on this planet, to step into our callings and to fulfill our destiny. And I think, you know, it's broader than just loving our neighbor. And of course, that's important. That's the most important thing. That's what he tells us. We are to love him first and our neighbors as ourselves. But in doing so, what does that look like? It isn't just taking a cup of hot soup across the street to somebody who needs it, or helping someone out in a time of need, showing kindness to a stranger, or providing help or food or clothing to the indigent. Helping our neighbor, I think, is also taking a stand, and in doing so, taking partnership and ownership in what God is doing now. And so I think it's an exciting time. I have been telling my kids and my grandkids, I almost wish that I was born later. And I think for some older people, they're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm getting out of here just in the nick of time before everything goes to hell. But I don't see it that way. I see a glorious revival coming. I see the kingdom down here on earth like never before. And I'm excited to be a part of it. I hope that I have many years ahead of me in order to witness and to be a participant in what God is doing on this planet. So in this slip of time, as we prepare for what is happening and what is coming next, and as we gather our strength and our peace and rely on him, it's important to, I think, strategize. And so that's what I'm here to do today, is to help you with some strategy. And I've been thinking as I went to the Lord and I said, so what can I do to help? What can I do to encourage women in this time? Because I know how I feel. It's been a heck of a ride over the past 3 years, but I think things are going to change. And I think we still have some maybe bumpiness ahead of us, but by and large, we have, you know, the best is yet to come. And years ago, when I was going through something and standing in my kitchen and trying to figure out what on earth my course of action should be, I remember the Lord clearly saying, Janet, what if I told you the best is yet to come? Would that change things for you? And I stopped and I thought about it for a minute and I thought, yeah, it really would. So before I get into my cheerleading for you and my Pollyanna attitude, let me tell you, 2023 was about the hardest year that I've ever been through. And I have been through some real doozies. And it wasn't any fun for anybody. I realized that. So lest it seem easy, it's not. But I think there's a time for mourning, and I think there's a time for rest. I think there's a time for moving forward and marching in battle, and a time for celebration. And so I think all of those things have been where we're at. But here's what I'd like to say. I feel like the Lord has given me 7 things that I can do in the wait while I'm waiting for this ultra glory to be released on the planet when things are righted and all of the things that have been exposed over the course of the past few years in our government, in our churches, in our relationships, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's some things that we can do. Okay, so there are some things that we can do. So the first thing I feel like we always want to do is to repent. Because I think that when we repent, when we go before our Lord and we say, and we're willing to say, you know what, I have messed up in so many ways that I'm not even aware of. I know I'm imperfect, and I know I don't always see things right. And I really feel like my way and my perspective, I have to be willing to acknowledge isn't always the way that you operate. And I don't want to be caught in a net of pride that holds me back from experiencing what you do have for me. So Lord, I am so sorry for the ways that I have held on to that stubborn pride of mine. And I have refused to see outside of the box. And I've refused to see who you are beyond the physical limitations and the parameters that have been set by me and for me by others. And of course, repentance is so much bigger than that. It always fascinates me that when you go to talk to the Lord, you know, I was telling a friend this at work the other day. She was asking, well, how do you hear from the Lord? And I said, you know, sometimes the easiest way is just to stand before him and say, okay, so how have I wronged you? And you wouldn't believe the things that would come to mind. It's like, okay, well, you did that. You could have said that more kindly. You shouldn't have been thinking those things. And it really is proof that he is talking to us when we are able to sit down and just set the record straight with him and apologize, repent for the ways that we've erred. So that sets us up for a really great place where number 2 is to pray. And you hear all sorts of opinions about prayer, and you know, that my intention isn't to get into how and where and or even why, other than I would just concede that prayer sometimes is really easy, but sometimes it's not. Just like any relationship, when you're having a dialogue with your God, there's going to be some give and take, and there's going to be some work. In other words, when you're in a relationship, you don't just say to your spouse or your partner or even your friend, yeah, I care about you. Thanks for doing the things you do. And oh, by the way, here's what I need, and move on with it. You spend time, you date, you look across the table at one another, you share a beverage, whatever it is, you spend time in one another's company. And with God, I've found that my most powerful prayers are those that are very intentional. In other words, when I have gone outside actually and sat under the stars or looked up to the sky during the day and said, specifically, here's what troubles me, here's what I'm thankful for. You know, gratitude is a huge part of this. Those prayers are much more beneficial, I have found, than those that I just say, well, thanks, and you know what I need, God, and thanks for providing it. There are obviously those days when we just have to throw our hands up in despair and tell him, I have no earthly idea how I am supposed to pray, and this situation is beyond my scope of understanding, so I'm just going to have to leave it in your hands because you tell me I can do that. And you tell me that when I am yoked with you, that I don't have to worry at all about carrying the burden alone. Okay, so if we pray after we repent, and the other thing I have down is just to read the Bible and to get in a position where That's exciting. And I have found that the Bible is cyclical, right? I mean, there are stories that circle back around and circle back around and circle back around and carry forward to the time that we are in, the present time. And that's discussion for another day. But the idea is that as we move into this new season, I'd like to have guests on here on this show that will delve into each of the seven things that I'm talking about so that we can adequately support one another. And so prayer, repentance and then prayer and then reading our Bible is just so critical because it's a great way to understand who God is, what he's done in the past, and what he's currently doing. And it's just exciting. I think of that verse, and this holds true for so many of the points I want to make today, that's in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. If only we could be mindful of what he said in his word and take it to heart. It's so helpful. The other point I want to make, the fourth on the list, is just to take care of our health. And there are so many components to this. And for me, I am so, well, in this household, we live on 40 acres. We milked goats and drank goat's milk when my kids were growing up, ground my own grain, made my own bread, did all of the things that were so wacky at the time. I took a lot of flack for, by the way, which it's interesting how the pendulum swings and it's starting to turn and kind of head back the opposite way. And even in my own household, we have 8 children. When they were young, all I heard about was how deprived they were because we weren't driving into the city and we weren't going to the mall and how dare we? We weren't normal. People thought we were a cult. No, they didn't. Well, I mean, the aprons we wore may have been. Well, anyway, they really hated it. And now I'm hearing from those that are married that they want to have chickens, homestead, do all the things to varying degrees, and even to homeschool. Oh my gosh, that was the unthinkable. That was wild. So it's kind of fun. I think we are still rather crunchy in terms of understanding the benefits of natural living and natural eating and natural medicines. And so we have learned, as the Lord has exposed so many things to us over the past few years, that that isn't as strange as it may sound. And so I'd like to have guests on, and I have some lined up I'm excited about, that talk about things to improve your health, like frequencies. My friend Missy Maxwell Wharton will be back to talk about that here shortly. And I'll even be talking with my daughter Emily, I believe next Monday, about just some of the things we've already discussed and her time at IHOP. She was on the team at International House of Prayer or Forerunner Ministries and part of their marketing team for a while. So I'm excited to have her on the show on Monday. And then next week, we'll progress into having Missy, and we'll be talking frequencies and healing. And my goodness, I'm all about it. If this is the first year hearing about it, get ready. It's going to be so good. So good. I myself just started to come down with a little something last week, and I drank some charcoal water and listened to some healing frequencies. And I'm telling you, in under an hour, I felt better. And my husband, I don't know that he was really gung-ho on the frequency thing. So it took him a couple of days. Anyway, who knows? But that's awesome. I also want to talk about the benefits of getting outside and getting vitamin D, because boy, have we been sold a bill of goods when it comes to that. Let's go ahead and put a bunch of chemicals on our skin and stay out of the sun, shall we? Yeah. So anyway, a lot of exposure now means a lot of really wonderful health benefits coming up from all kinds of topics. In this house, we do a lot of chiropractic work, and you'll hear my kids talking about grounding. So all of those things may sound wild to you, but maybe not. And perhaps they won't. In fact, I'm sure they won't as we progress into the future in these days. So all of that, of course, eating clean is part of that, staying away from all the processed stuff. I really think that the biggest takeaway for me right now in this time is decreeing. And I was talking to a friend on the phone earlier, and I said, you know, over the past few years, we've heard a lot about oh, it's going to be, you know, a winter of death because of COVID. And I'm standing over here, not fully even understanding the power of this, but I'm over here going, no, it's not. When Obama said in 2014 or 2013, he decreed we're no longer a Christian nation, I'm over here going, that's not true. We are. You know, if I'm the only Christian speaking up, I'm here. Don't discount me. And so, and I think about other things like the famine and other things. Things were, there's so many things that were forecast this year. And as a news reporter, I come across a lot, and I don't actually choose a lot of stories based upon what I've heard or what I know to be true through discernment and digging, because a lot of times people aren't willing to hear them. That's another story. But suffice it to say, there's a lot that we don't understand in terms of our power as believers and the opportunity to declare with our mouths God's will. It's called partnership, like I was talking about in the beginning. And so even if you're getting out every day on your property and saying the Lord's Prayer aloud, decreeing His will be done, His kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, you're affecting change in the supernatural that you may not have any idea about. It may be beyond your wildest imagination what you're capable of when you choose to open your mouth, because our God created by speaking, and we can do the same. So we're going to talk more about that, decreeing and declaring. And as part of that, number six, my point is, and a lot of people don't want to hear this, but you're warring. It's time to war, and decreeing comes right in with that. What I mean by that is we are always at spiritual war. We always are. And I know myself, just a few years ago when I was talking to the Lord about my involvement, what do you want from me, Lord? How do you see my role in this? Maybe it's not my lane. And He said, yeah, I get that. I mean, you know, we all have lanes. He said, you all have lanes to stay in. You have a lane to stay in, Janet. But at what point did you consider yourself less worthy than all of those brave men and women that have come before you and have taken a stand by speaking truth? And that's when I decided, well, I'm not going to lay down on it. I mean, I no matter the consequences, because here's the thing, we only have one life to live, and it's for our God. And He is more powerful than we can imagine. So why are we reducing Him to a size that fits our scaredy cat narrative when we're not trusting Him to be our backbone and to be that yoke He talks about being? And we, I think, in the coming days, months, and years, we're going to find out that what many of us have known, that we are at war, we've been at war, and it's been a greater battle than most people realized, but we've been in the fight. And I would just encourage you, please don't be one of those people that says, well, I'm not interested in politics. That doesn't affect me, but it does. Or I'm not interested in listening to the news because I can't believe anything I hear, or I don't care to hear any of that. Well, when you choose that, you've sidelined yourself. There is no partnership in with that. And so therefore, there's no blessing for you. And I think there's a time and a place, but I think right now we're in a time and a place where you have to pick a side. You have to choose a side, as my grandmother would say. So I hope that you would choose God's side. And when you choose God's side, you're not afraid to declare truth, and you're not afraid to speak it. And lest you think that you would be in a place that you would be hoodwinked or sidetracked in terms of information, I would just say all you have to do is to talk to God. Because when you talk to Him, He gives you the discernment. He gives you understanding. I have been blown away with the uploads, or the uploading that I've gotten, the downloads He's given me over the course of the past few years. And I've said, you know, I am nobody. Why are you giving me this information? And He keeps telling me I frustrate the wisdom of the wise. And I know that there are probably just a few of you I'm kidding. There are probably a lot of you that that resonates with. So just trust your discernment, trust the voice of the Lord. We will be talking more in the coming days about how to hear from Him so you can be confident that what you are hearing is from Him. But again, it gets back to discernment. And once you're clued into that, yeah, you're just going to know. You're just going to know. And then when you hear things, you'll think, okay. Because when I think back, oh gosh, even just 2 or 3 years ago, to some of the things that I was hearing, and I thought, I can't even repeat this stuff in my own home, lest anyone think that I am out of my mind. Now it's become mainstream, and I can think of almost, I can't think of one single conspiracy theory that I have heard or considered conspiracy that hasn't been truth in the last few years. So there's that too. So just hold on to your seats because more revelation is coming. And the last point, point number 7 is laugh. I think that we miss this a lot of the time. And I think we laugh because He laughed first. I've been guilty over the years, especially raising children. I'd get into these places where I just wasn't laughing as much, and I knew that I needed to change that. And I had some pretty funny teenagers that helped me with that, and we had some good times. And there were times that I would laugh to the point that I thought I was going to split my sides. Honestly, it was a good time. And I went down to Dallas a couple of weekends ago to visit a couple of daughters, and just seeing them play off of each other and me, I couldn't stop laughing. Sometimes I laugh so much it sounds like I'm intoxicated, which is the way we should all laugh. It's really good for us. So those are the points. My points again are repent, pray, read, take care of your health, decree, war, and laugh. And I'm sharing them with you now because I hope that you will stay tuned to Color Speak, because I have some great guests coming on that are going to help you in this time to stay grounded, to stay in the moment, to stay excited and anticipatory. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, as part of these points, I guess, just in talking about discernment and prayer, lean into the prophetic. And I say that because maybe there are some of you that follow that aren't there yet, because we've been told, oh no, the prophetic isn't for these times. And yet more and more of us are realizing that is not true. Amos 3:7, the Lord says He does nothing but to reveal it through His prophets first. And does any one person have everything? No, but collectively you can hear so much about the voice of God and His attributes through His many prophets. And don't worry, I know all the naysayers are going to say, well, there's a lot of false prophets in end times. Well, yeah, that may be, but trust me, you'll be able to discern a false prophet from a true one. The true one has nothing but your best interests and the will of God in mind, won't contradict Scripture, and supports Jesus in all things. And you will find that they are so helpful and so encouraging, so that you are able to radiate hope like the verse in Romans calls for, radiating hope. And you know what? I should have looked that up, and I'll have to put that out at some point. But it's just an incredible verse, and it's so encouraging that that our God would love us so much that He would want us to be full of abundant joy, overflowing joy, and radiant in His hope. Thanks so much for tuning in with me. I hope that you're having a great day, and I hope this blesses you, and I hope that you'll be able to stay tuned for more blessings.